All right, it's now time for the update from the Tiffin Seneca Public Library with Kaylee Shannon Fiesel. Hi, Kaylee.
Hello, thank you for having me.
What are we talking about this time?
Today I'm going to talk about what we have going on at the library the week of April 1st through the 7th. We're happy to announce that beginning Monday, April 1st, we are going to have a new printing solution at our library, and it's called Printch, P-R-I-N-C-H. This will be replacing our current program, Printer On, but it's going to work very much the same. It means that you can easily and securely print from a mobile phone, tablet, or laptop, both remotely and at the library. So you can visit our website to scroll to the bottom, and you'll find the Printch logo. And if you click on that logo, it will take you to an instruction sheet on how to use it. You can click through the link and upload your document, and then when you come into the library, you'll be able to release it and print it. And if you're going to do it from the library, we have a poster with a QR code that you can scan, and it'll do very much the same. There's several options, and as always, if it's tough to figure out, staff members will be happy to assist if you need any help. If you do use Printer On, be sure to remember that that is going to be going away as of Monday, April 1st. I also wanted to let you guys know about the Community Read. So we're going to host a series of special events to honor the book The Paris Daughter by Kristen Harmel. And if you're unfamiliar with the Community Read, each year we encourage people in Seneca County to read the same selected title and then come together for special events and discussions. The featured event in the Community Read is going to be an author visit, the author Kristen Harmel. She's a New York Times bestselling and number one internationally bestselling author. She's going to speak to the community on Tuesday, April 30th at 6:30 at the Chandelier Community Event Center. The event is completely free and open to the community. It's going to be followed by a book signing. Copies of The Paris Daughter are available for purchase thanks to the Panyan Bookstore. They currently have some available for purchase now if you wanted to get an advance copy, but there will also be copies available for sale at the event. The first special program that we're going to be doing outside of the author event is a special make-and-take guided painting program. It's called Glitter and Glue Paris Paint Party. It's going to be Wednesday, April 10th at 6 o'clock in the Frost Canal Room here at the library. We're going to create a Paris canvas painting in a class taught by a library staff member who is also a freelance illustrator. So it's going to be a professional artist is going to be showing us how to paint this beautiful Paris scene. Space and supplies are limited, so registration is required, and registration is filling up fast. So be sure to register by calling the library at 419-447-3751 or by visiting our online calendar to get signed up for that. We're going to have a couple of other programs for the Community Read. I'm going to talk about those as we get closer to those events. As far as programming that we have going on this week, we have our virtual craft series for adults, Make It at Home, which offers free supply kits and an instructional video on how to make a new craft each month. And this month, we're going to be making a lavender painting. Those kits are going to be available beginning Monday, April 1st. You can pick up the supply kit at the information desk. It's going to be full of almost everything you'll need to make the craft, and you'll only need to supply a few basic supplies from home, such as scissors, glue, that sort of thing. An instructional video on how to make your painting is going to be posted on our YouTube channel and Facebook page. And please note that these kits are available on first-come, first-served basis, and registration is not required. If you are unable to get a kit, the instruction video and an instruction sheet with all of the supplies that you need is going to be available on our website, so you could easily recreate that. Another program we're going to be offering this week is our Playtime at the Library program. It's going to be Friday, April 5th from 10 a.m. to noon in the Frost Canal Room. We host this program with Seneca County's Ohio Early Intervention. Toys and activities are offered to children age 18 months to 5 years old in order for them to interact with their caregivers in unstructured, creative play. You can drop in any time or you can stay the whole time. Registration is not required for this program. We just hope to see some smiling faces. And lastly, our monthly Lego Saturday program is going to be Saturday, April 6th from 2 to 4 p.m. Children and families of all ages are invited to stop by and build their own Lego creations with friends. We do provide Duplo blocks for children age 2 to 4 and Legos for children age 4 and up. If you're interested in learning more about the library, you can visit us at 77 Jefferson Street here in downtown Tiffin. You can give us a call at 419-447-3751. Visit us online at tiffinsenecalibrary.org, or you can follow us on our social media pages. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Thank you, Kaylee, for calling in for the update from the Tiffin Seneca Public Library.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to WTTF AM 1600 and FM 93.3.